Good morning. This is Robert Woolsey jumping in on the morning interview here at Raven Radio. And with me in the studio is Dr. Kate Bewley. She's the chief medical officer at Search. And I'm no stranger to Sitka, I guess, right?
That's right. Thanks for having me, Robert. I started out as a medical student here back in the 90s, which may reveal a little bit about how old I am.
Okay. But,
yeah, it's what brought me to Alaska, and I've been working for Search for 21 years now.
Over in Juneau?
Yep, I'm located in Juneau.
Okay.
That's correct.
And do you still see patients, or are you now just strictly in administration?
Yeah, I often get that question. Are you a real doctor or a administrative doctor? I do. I see patients once a week in the clinic because that really allows me to remember, you know, why I'm here and what I'm doing and connect with my colleagues. And I have some really great patients that I've been following for those 21 years that I'm not willing to give up. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, now you are in the role of chief medical officer, and that involves kind of getting the 30,000 foot view on sort of keeping us all healthy. And tis the season, I guess, for a lot of things, but also tis the season for flu and RSV and whooping cough, which we want to get to. But
correct. Flu- and COVID.
And COVID.
Yes.
Yeah,
so we've got four contenders this winter season.
And it's all happening.
It is. It is. If you look at the state, has a really nice website, and you can get a flu snapshot is what they call it. But it actually shows you all of the viruses or bacteria that we're dealing with. And it is winter season. So right now we are seeing a trend of RSV and influenza that are going up every week. And we were expecting that. The good news is COVID is relatively stable and low. But the best thing people can do to protect themselves and their loved ones is to kind of follow our basic rules in the wintertime and all the time. So hand hygiene is really important. I always tell people if you have to sneeze, you know, do it in your elbow, you know, not in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you don't feel well, stay home. That's really protecting your neighbors, your family by staying home when you don't feel well. And there are over-the-counter tests for COVID and for flu. And then there's also tests at our urgent care, our clinics. So it's really important to get tested and stay home when you're not feeling well.
Dr. Bewley, you mentioned ER visits have been up for some of these respiratory illnesses. What's the tipping point for whether to go to the ER or not when you feel this coming on?
For the state, we are seeing that the emergency rooms visits for respiratory illness are going up, and they are testing everyone there, and you'll see that the flu and the RSV are the ones that are going up. And the reason to go to the emergency room is if you have a fever that is not coming down by taking an anti-fever medicine like Tylenol or ibuprofen. If you have chronic diseases, such as chronic lung disease, diabetes, or any chronic disease that affects your immune system, that might be a reason to go to the emergency room or our urgent cares earlier than not. Other reasons are just feeling short of breath, dizzy, also with GI illnesses that are also happening around the holiday season, you know, not being able to keep up on hydration. Those are reasons to go to the emergency room.
Yeah, it's kind of the full-on dehydration, high fever, unmanageable fever, shortness of breath. Those are all things that could send you to the ER. Whooping cough or pertussis.
Yes.
Dr. Bewley, this, I know for some people this sounds like, isn't that one of those diseases we beat? But we didn't beat it. We have a vaccination, but the jump in whooping cough cases in the ER has been really significant this year.
Yeah, and for most people in the, you know, middle stages of your life, it is kind of an inconvenience, a bacterial infection that causes a bad barking cough. But it's actually life-threatening for newborn infants and for the elderly. And we do have your vaccination for that. It's wrapped up together with your tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis. It's called the TDAP. And it's good for 5 to 10 years. And we actually see this cyclic variation in outbreaks. And so this year in Alaska, we've had a big outbreak in pertussis. So it's really important that people stay up to date on their vaccinations. One of the great things the state of Alaska has is an app for your immunizations. It's called Docket, D-O-C-K-E-T. And you can just go download it onto your smartphone, put in your information. And if you have gotten vaccinations throughout any of the search clinics or any clinics in Alaska, we all report to the same state registry. And they'll be able to take your vaccinations that you had, Kodiak, Anchorage, Sitka, and get them all in one place. So that's a way to find, because a lot of people can't remember if they're up to date on their Tdap vaccination, unless you've gotten a recent laceration or had sutures, you may not be up to date on it. So that's a great way to find out if you're up to date on your Tdap and actually when your last COVID booster was as well.
Yeah, I got the COVID booster and flu vaccine back in October.
Yeah.
And it showed up on my Docket app like a day or two later.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And now is the best time to get your influenza vaccination if you haven't got your flu or your COVID boosters, as we're starting to see our spike in influenza go up. Now is the best time. I was like you. I wanted to get them as soon as I could to protect myself as I deal with patients who come in and are ill on a regular basis, and I do a lot of travel. So I got mine early. That puts me at risk of the vaccination not working as long as we get to this spring season. But right now, if you haven't got your flu shot or your COVID booster, now's the time to go to your local clinic or pharmacy and get it, because we're just starting to see that spike, and now you could really protect yourself, because we will all get together over New Year's and the holidays and be with larger groups of people.
How do I get a vaccination at Search? Like on the air right now, we have announcements from Harry Race Pharmacy saying you can go to the pharmacy here downtown and get a vaccination anytime the pharmacy's open. But if I'm going over to Search for something, is it possible to get a vaccination?
Yeah, you can get a vaccination there as well. So you can call. So we have our just the regular general number that you can call, 2411. And then also, if you've ever had an appointment at Search, you can actually go back to your last text that you got from Search and say, hey, I'd like to have another appointment and get my vaccination. So we have a texting option for reminders, or you can just call and set up a nurse visit. You don't have to see a provider. You can just talk to the nurse and say, I just want to come in for a vaccination.
Right. Dr. Bewley, we have just a couple minutes left. I wanted to talk about some of the flu myths that cross your radar frequently.
Yeah, one of the biggest myths is just like whooping cough, right? Like it's not that big a deal. Everybody can survive the flu. Well, actually, it can be a deadly disease for, again, those under 6 months who can't get the flu vaccine, and then elders who may have some chronic conditions. A second myth is that if you get the flu vaccine, you'll get the flu from the actual vaccination. And that is definitely a myth. You cannot get the flu from the vaccination. It's an inactive virus that's given to you, and it really helps boost your immune system to fight against a virus. So often people will be like, oh, I got really sick, 3 days after the flu vaccine. Well, it's likely you got exposed to adenovirus or rhinovirus, which are some of the other cold viruses, and it just happened to be a couple days after your flu vaccine.
But you can not feel great after you get vaccinated because your immune system is kind of kicking into gear, right?
Yeah, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. You can have the most common side effects from vaccinations are some tenderness or a little redness at the site, or even a little fatigue or just feeling a little bit under the weather. But a lot of times that's your immune system really reacting to the inactive virus and, starting to build the antibodies that you want to protect yourself. So I got the COVID booster and the flu vaccine at the same time because I wanted to make sure I got the protection on board so that I could travel to all the clinics and work with all my colleagues. So, yeah, it it should not be a big deal for most people.
All right. Dr. Beley, it's been fun talking with you, meeting you, and learning about this stuff. I should mention that when we started setting this up back in the fall, we were going to have you in to talk about seasonal allergies, but maybe we can catch you in the spring when it really is kind of allergy season.
Yes, we should do that. Well, I've been listening to you on my ride home in Juneau for about 21 years, it feels like, so it's great to finally meet you and be able to update you on what's happening at Search in terms of our vaccinations and our flu season, and hopefully next time we can talk about allergies and some other topics.
All right, let's count on it. Dr. Kate Beley is the Chief Medical Officer at Search. She's over from Juneau visiting us here in Sitka. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thank you. Gunashish.